A cousin dies in a house fire. Years later, a young executive stands in a boardroom, watching America burn in slow motion, not from flames, but from neglect, inequality, and corporate indifference. These two tragedies aren't separate. They're connected by a single thread, the choice between action and apathy. We're living through a crisis of trust. Gallup's numbers don't lie. Only 20% of Americans feel good about our moral climate. 24% think wealth is distributed fairly, and a mere 27% trust major corporations. These are some of the lowest ratings since 1935. Meanwhile, 50 million people live in forgotten towns where factories stand empty like monuments to abandonment. Drive through Walterboro, South Carolina, and you'll see what happens when corporate America looks the other way. Empty storefronts, shuttered plants, communities that once thrived now barely survive. These aren't just economic statistics. They're 50 million Americans whose towns got erased from corporate spreadsheets when executives decided small markets weren't worth the trouble. Network planning strategies bypass rural areas for urban centers, and the divide deepens. But here's what gets missed in the calculus. These forgotten towns hold political power, cultural heritage, and untapped human potential. They're also customers, millions of them, if anyone bothered to show up. The house is burning. The question isn't whether we see the smoke, it's whether we'll grab a hose or watch from a safe distance. The pandemic exposed who truly keeps society running. While some led from home offices, others stocked shelves and drove trucks despite the risk. The crisis revealed an uncomfortable truth. Poverty rewires thinking, promoting short-term survival over long-term planning. Michelle Lamont calls it diminished possibility. Jay McLeod frames it as rational resistance to a rigged system. Millions remain locked out of the American dream, not from lack of ambition, but because the system never gave them a chance. Corporations employ over 80% of American workers and have disproportionate access to legislators. With that power comes responsibility, not just to shareholders, but to everyone their decisions touch. Good neighbors add value rather than extracting it. With public trust in government at historic lows, corporate leaders must fill the vacuum. Unlike politicians trapped in election cycles, businesses can identify problems, design solutions, and implement change at speed. The question is whether they will. Consumer activism is capitalism functioning as intended. In 1791, 300,000 British families boycotted sugar to protest slavery. Markets respond to values because businesses need customers more than customers need any single business. When Nike endorsed Colin Kaepernick in 2018, critics predicted disaster. Instead, sales jumped 31%, earning $43 million in media exposure within 24 hours. Chick-fil-A's authentic values helped them become America's third largest fast food chain with $10.5 billion in annual sales by 2018 through genuine commitment to principles, not performative gestures. Delta Airlines demonstrated principled leadership by ending NRA discounts after the 2018 Parkland shooting. When Georgia politicians retaliated by cutting Delta's $40 million tax break, CEO Ed Bastian stood firm. Our values are not for sale. Delta lost tax credits again, opposing Georgia's restrictive voting legislation in 2021, but strengthened consumer loyalty. Real leadership means challenging convention when values demand it. UPS exemplified this by responding to Pleasantdale residents' noise complaints with nighttime sound studies, barriers, modified routes, and a dedicated hotline. Authentic engagement builds invaluable goodwill. Speed isn't just competitive advantage, it's moral obligation. When the pandemic hit, Best Buy CEO Corey Barry implemented contactless pickup immediately, launched digital consultations, and empowered local managers. Sales jumped 37.2% in 2021, saving livelihoods while competitors drowned in bureaucracy. Contrast this with UPS, which took 113 years to allow facial hair. Facing a 2020 driver shortage, HR finally realized beards matter less than having enough people to deliver packages. Innovation Rate reveals leadership responsiveness. Companies like 3M filed 668 patents during the pandemic, while Apple, Google, and Microsoft use collaborative sessions, moving ideas from conception to patent filing at speed. Meanwhile, some organizations still require 5 signatures for basic decisions. Dan Price of Gravity Payments raised his company's minimum salary to $70,000 while cutting his own pay from $1.1 million. Critics predicted bankruptcy. 6 years later, revenue tripled, employees bought 10 times more homes, and turnover dropped 50%. True leadership requires standing firm when organizational values and human welfare hang in the balance. Values reveal themselves when nobody's watching. Organizational habits become powerful autopilot systems, guiding decisions without conscious thought. At UPS, founder James Casey's values live on through a policy book discussed before every meeting. During COVID, my team could anticipate decisions because they understood underlying principles. Costco demonstrates how values create loyalty that pays dividends. Founders Saul Price and James Sinegal built a culture obsessed with value and employee care. Sinegal personally inspected every store annually, offered higher-than-industry compensation, and provided health benefits to over 90% of employees, resulting in retail's lowest turnover rate. Even after Sinegal's 2011 retirement, Costco's values continue generating exceptional customer loyalty. Despite 40-year high inflation, Costco maintained their $1.50 hot dog combo. When their CFO suggested raising prices, co-founder Jim Sinegal responded, "If you raise the price of the hot dog, I will kill you. Figure it out." They found ways through strategic supplier relationships and operational efficiency. Research confirms ethical leadership positively correlates with employees' readiness for change. Studies measuring 38 items, people orientation, power sharing, fairness, sustainability concerns, ethical guidance, role clarification, integrity, revealed ethical leaders outperform transformational leaders within defined cultures. When employees trust leaders' intentions, they develop stronger self-confidence and navigate uncertainty better. My daughter Claudia's difficult birth in December 2018 transformed how I understood leadership and the financial pressures crushing working families. Today's workforce faces unprecedented challenges. Portable retirement plans offer less security than traditional pensions, while stagnant wages and soaring costs make family formation nearly impossible. The numbers are brutal. Healthcare costs jumped from $353 per person in 1970 to $12,914 in 2021, inflation adjusted. Small compensation failures destroy loyalty. I watched a valued employee lose all motivation after being denied a 20-cent raise. Don, a systems engineer, moonlights as an Uber driver to save for his daughter's college, dividing energy between multiple jobs just to survive. When companies invest in employees, entire communities transform. Greenville, South Carolina evolved from small town to thriving hub through strategic investments from BMW and Michelin. Leaders should invest a minimum 20% annual tithe in human capital, ideally 1.7 times the industry median. Gallup's research across 2 million employees confirms highly satisfied employees drive superior performance. Beyond feedback culture, embrace training through formal education like Schneider Electric's dual university system or Amazon's $700 million upskilling initiative. Compassion, deep understanding of others' suffering and desire to help, is the final critical investment. When team member Bob faced personal tragedy, I offered unlimited time off and personally covered his responsibilities. Compassion isn't weakness. It's recognizing employees as complete humans with emotions and potential beyond job descriptions. Business isn't burning because of bad strategy. It's burning because we forgot it's fundamentally human. Dynamic relationships determine whether mergers succeed, organizations adapt, and leaders grow. Strategic relationship investment, identifying connections that provide skills you can't develop alone, choosing appropriate investment types, ensuring at least 30% of effort builds trust, creates compounding returns across every metric. three relationship archetypes deserve attention. The shifter challenges thinking and helps adapt to change. The connector builds bridges between people and opportunities. And the benevolent antagonist pushes through friendly competition. Leaders must invest using five currencies: time, political capital, financial resources, emotional energy, and talent, sharing rather than hoarding knowledge. Linda Duffy demonstrated this power during Oregon's timber wars. When masked environmental protesters stormed her ranger station, she asked what they wanted, then asked for their help. 4 years building relationships with environmentalists, logging companies, tribes, and officials produced the Ashland Watershed Protection Project, a national model replacing conflict with community consensus. When Coca-Cola faced water usage concerns in India, they collaborated with local communities on groundwater replenishment, becoming the first Fortune 500 company achieving 100% water neutrality 5 years ahead of schedule. Bombas Socks launched with a one-for-one donation model most Shark Tank investors rejected as unprofitable. 6 years later, they donated 20 million pairs while exceeding $100 million in revenue, proving purpose enhances rather than diminishes profits. Sustainable business isn't just generating income, it's increasing returns for all stakeholders. Atlanta thrives because companies like Chick-fil-A, Delta, and Home Depot contribute substantially to local communities. The city reciprocates by supporting their products and providing labor. The house is burning. Some will protect quarterly earnings while communities collapse. Others will grab a hose, investing in people, building authentic relationships, moving with moral urgency, and challenging outdated conventions. The choice isn't between profit and purpose. It's between short-term extraction and long-term sustainability, between leadership that serves the few and leadership that lifts the many. What part will you play? It's time to level up.